Now, you're doing some research studies on night terrors. Tell me what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for mentioning that, because probably, hopefully, we'll get some people calling in during the...
Oh, yes, you will.
I'd love to hear from parents or maybe even adults who are experiencing night terrors or parents who have children, because I want to check a few of the treatments. Maybe we can mention a couple others, too. Or ways, just even techniques, simple things parents can try to help the kids resolve it. Then we have a questionnaire that I send people. People should email to NT, sort of the abbreviation for night terrors, nt@dreams.ca. So just send an email and say you'd like to participate, and there's a short questionnaire and things to try. It'll be really helpful, hopefully, for the family, but actually the data will be super valuable for, you know, helping other people.
Tell me the method you're using on the study.
Well, probably we're going to try a few different ways to help resolve or put an end to some of the things we mentioned, adjusting the room temperature and trying to have the child sleep a little cooler somehow, less bed sheets, et cetera. Maybe even a simple suggestion. In some cases, this is a little more advanced, so this would be for seeing a therapist, but hypnosis has worked. But simple visualization, kind of telling what happened and sort of suggesting that it'll be more calm and peaceful and go away. But not denying it, or it was just a bad dream kind of stuff. But
this is primarily for children to study?
And adults who are experiencing short awakenings prior to the onset of the night terrors can be helpful. You know that they usually happen somewhere around about 45, 60 minutes after falling asleep. In that first sleep cycle, usually during the stage 4, or now it's called stage 3, the deep sleep. So actually, if we kind of interrupt the sleep cycle, we throw off whatever the kind of maybe erroneous body software is, a little bit by a little interruption, obviously pre-warning the child we're going to wake you up and try to stop these. That seems to have some success. And then other things like sleep schedule, sleep position, even diet, or things that might be stressing the child. So that'll be helpful if people write to nt@dreams.ca and join us in this exploration and try to resolve things.
There's got to be stress somehow related to this, don't you think, Craig? I mean, deep stress.
Yeah, well, some of the things we've shared, I mean, there's certainly the parents often are more freaked out than the child because the child doesn't always remember, or some adults actually remember, so that's definitely stress is in there. Disturbed sleep or sort of a not normal, disordered sleep cycle actually seems to be one of the causes.
You mean like breaking it up, like instead of sleeping 8 hours,
yeah,
early at 4 or something?
Insomnia or...
You wake up, go back, toss and turn.
Same thing that can sometimes bring on the sleep paralysis. So the stress could contribute to that. Biofeedback shown to be actually helpful for treating some of those things, stress, relaxation.
I guess we wouldn't know this because if they're dead, you won't know if it was the dream that did it. But I'm wondering, based on some of these movies we see, can you die in your sleep because of a horrible dream?
I can't really.
How do we know?
To answer that one.
Maybe.
I don't think there's any people who can report. I can give you the corollary or the opposite, I guess. Then what's that, the converse? And that I've died a few times in my dream and sleep and talked to many people who have. And fortunately, I'm still here to share with you on the show. So I don't think it's every time.
When you talk about treatments for people, children, adults, what do you recommend again?
For the night terrors?
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Adjusting the temperature for children, this is more, but the parents might even watch.
Make it warmer, colder?
Probably cooler.
All right.
Is our sleep cycle thrown off because body temperature, there's subtle shifts, so that could be one thing. Are we having sort of getting overtired? That can sort of throw off the cycle again. Is our diet changed? Are we sleeping in a new position? That could be little things. Or do we have a lot of stress that's, I guess, throwing off our sleep cycle? Maybe our insomnia is going up, something like that. And then if the terrors worsen or continue, definitely, you know, get more professional attention and possibly consider some of those stories we said. You know, have you heard of Brian Weiss's book, George?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brian's been on before, too.
Okay. So, yeah. You know, The Many Lives, Many Masters.
Yeah. Yes.
It wasn't exactly tied to night terrors, but it wouldn't surprise me that some people who've gone through sort of post-life regression to heal trauma from other deaths, quote-unquote, sort of other life deaths, kind of a weird phrase, but actually have night terrors, and perhaps that's some of the source. So maybe there's something there. But
tell me about your biofeedback equipment.
Oh, biofeedback. So biofeedback, I guess some of it might work for the night terrors. So I guess there's a tie-in there, too, because the insomnia and kind of the sleep stress can be treated with temperature training, neurofeedback, sort of brainwave training. I'm actually blessed to have, I guess, the opportunity to work on different designs to help solve new problems, or I guess old problems in new ways, with different people, and not too many of them I can talk about yet because they're still being tested and sort of under NDA.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say simple portable devices that I think we'll see more and more of. You know, something like these little sensors are attached to your iPhone or maybe your little pocket computer, and they're picking up your heart rate. So checking out things like heart rate variability. Have you heard of that one?
Yes, I sure have.
Yeah. So the actual changes in the speed of our heart that goes with our breath, which can really show very interesting things for health and peace. And probably these will sort of become pretty commonplace, my guess is, in 10 to 20 years.